Committee, Karen L. Bender Library, 6th floor, County Office Building, July 5th, 2016, 6 p.m. Mary, would you take roll, please?
Legislator Berkey. Legislator DeLon.
Here.
Legislator Lapp.
Here.
Legislator Litz. Legislator Mayo.
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Chairman Maloney.
Here.
Everyone was distributed the minutes of our June 7th, June 13th meetings. Have they been perused? Are there any corrections, deletions?
Second.
After you.
Any changes at all? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Everyone should know that resolutions 296, 326, and 343 have been asked by the sponsors to be postponed.
Cool.
Okay. Resolution 325, supporting the Town of Warsaw's consolidated funding application regarding the Colony Farm Agritourism Project.
I'll move it.
Move it.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously.
I do have a quick question.
Yes.
Regarding the what Legislator Green has been talking about, policies regarding ways of making sure that farmers are protected in terms of the leasehold, is that something that has been coming through?
Regarding the
whole concept of
For solar
protecting solar, the farmers from being essentially fleeced by the providers.
Yeah.
Is that something that is working its way through that we need to?
It actually hasn't come to this committee yet. Although Manna actually has been still working on that individually, because I think she actually has
Manna's
a couple specific farmers.
A big proponent of. What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, I mean, she's a proponent.
Many symposiums that have happened around the county that Manna is very, very active in.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about the management of farmers' rights, because that's something
that's not this, though.
No.
But that said,
I mean, I'm glad that you brought it up. It is a thing to maybe go follow up with her about, because we were talking about trying to create an overarching policy, because there have been many situations where farmers have entered into lease agreements with solar companies and gotten fleeced.
Right. So I just wanted to make sure we're going in that direction, at least, as we look at these. I understand this is just one example.
Well, the thing that's going on right now is, just so you know, after 8 years, the state of New York has put out a lot of regulations to the town, to state regulations regarding solar with the advent of these large solar farms. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of information that's out there now. It's really something that's being addressed more at a local level.
Right, so could I actually ask if you guys have information on that sort of thing? I know that Carl Chipman is actually looking at developing regulations for Rochester regarding how those farms deal with solar. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if we could maybe at some point sit down and talk about policy regarding everything
with Pace University, we conducted a seminar on large-scale, utility-scale solar. We also have worked with the Town of Ulster, Town of Rochester, Town of Warsaw, and Town of one other town, in terms of their town authorities, in terms of their regulations with respect to utility scale solar. Everybody's comfortable with, I think, with respect to rooftop and small scale solar, the utility scale solar that people aren't comfortable with. We're also interfacing with ag and markets in terms of their take on utility scale solar, particularly as it relates to farms, and with the Public Service Commission in terms of what they're going to allow as they move towards utility scale solar, and they allow essentially large scale utility companies, although they can't own producing power, you're going to see large scale utility companies may go into the renewal business and then sell back to the utilities themselves. So we're also interfacing with Public Service Commission. The planning board has developed its own set of policies with respect to utility scale solar. Generally speaking, 20 acres is a maximum. Stay off of really good soils for agricultural production. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole host of other things that are
okay.
Very good.
I'll take a look at that. Thank you.
Okay, moving right along. Resolution number 327, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate contract amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and Computer Professionals International. Sylvia?
So Computer Professionals is one of the consulting firms that we use to supplement my staff. We're a little short on staff, so we rely on them to do, mostly it's stuff that requires a higher skill set than it would make sense for us to maintain. So for network projects, network upgrades, base operating system upgrades, starting up new servers when the need comes. So supplemental work like that, we every year put money in the budget for them, and this is the next year's.
Okay.
So it's
is there a motion?
I'll move it for discussion.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second for discussion.
Okay.
You
questions?
Have a question?
Yeah, no, it's just it's. I mean, I get that it's a not to exceed amount, but it's just. It's another $45,000 that just. Sorry. Perfect. We're talking about 327.
Thank you.
I just. It just seems like it's just another expense in this department.
Is it for a person you're saying, or it's what
it's
are you
for services?
It's a
if
contract.
If you were to hire a person to do this, it would cost more than $45,000 to hire somebody to do this kind of work. And the volume, Hector, of our work is huge. It's much more than my staff can handle. We support 30-some-odd departments. There's 170 applications. There's just a lot of work that needs to be done, and in order to get things done in a timely manner, we need help. And this is highly trained expertise, so it's in technologies that move so quickly that I would have to spend a lot of time training my staff to keep up with some of this technology. So I have this body of very well-trained people that I can pull in when I need them, and I don't have to have them on a salary. I don't have to pay them benefits.
I understand that, but it's another $45,000 on top of this. What I'm just again just because I'm just reading this so much for the first time, $290,000, right?
Right. That's over the course of 10 years or something like that. This is a long-standing contract.
Any other questions?
I can tell you, it first started in...
Looks like 2013 now.
And this is the only thing we have for it?
No, I think
one
piece of
that.
What's
it, 2012?
Oh, my God. So that's 4 years for this one.
May 3rd of 2000.
We've been using them for a long time, but we must have redone the contract.
Sylvia, is this the only thing you have for this? Is this whole 10-year contract, is this one piece of paper?
Well, it's not 10.
That's the amendment.
It's not 10.
It's just, okay. Is there something that we could have that shows everything, what the breakdown is for each amount or something that equals this $290?
Well, it's $150 an hour. There is a breakdown.
Okay.
And
it's in here?
No.
Actually, certain technicians, depending on their skill set, could be anywhere from 125 to 175. There's a range depending on their skill set.
Sylvia, this is something that, can you give an example of what would they be doing?
No, it's much more sophisticated than that. What they would be doing is, for example, we upgraded our network to handle the voice over IP phone system. So we had to replace network switches. We had to reprogram the switches to handle the different type of traffic that phones create versus data create. So there was some really sophisticated knowledge that needed to happen to create, I don't want to use technical terms, but to create two paths over the network, one that was just for phone and one that was just for data. Another thing that they help us with is we have 75 and 100 servers that we support, and some of them are what they call virtualized. They're not real servers on a real piece of on one piece of equipment. It's a huge server that we slice up into virtual servers. And that requires a whole sophisticated operating system to manage that. And when we have stuff to do under that, it's called VMware, they help us with that. Let's see what else they do for us.
Sylvia, is it something that we can wait a week just so we could go over more of this stuff? Is it going to impact you by a week?
A week now.
Okay. That's what I would lean towards.
Okay. That's what you'd like to...
I mean, I don't know what the rest of the committee...
Well, when you say a week, because you're thinking about ways and means.
Well, we're all here next week for caucus and stuff.
Okay. I mean...
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, we are. No,
I'm not for a special meeting by any means. Not me.
So would it still make it into that... Into the...
We actually would actually have that special 19th. Meeting, by the way.
Well, you have to call it a special meeting. Yeah, but I'm just saying we're all here.
No, if you get the information you'd want, you would act on it to make it into the packet for the 19th.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Sylvia, if you could get that, provide that information to Vicki, and she can get it out to the committee members.
So what is it that you would like me to provide?
Probably the original contract, because it seems like this is, since this is Amendment 10 and this is the additional $45,000, it looks like we've got Amendments 1, 2, 3, and all.
Yeah, up to 9.
And then the, so that will contain all the breakdown.
Yeah, that's probably ultimately what we're looking for is just kind of a breakdown of what this full 290, what we're actually getting, and what's actually being done in each area.
And I could also give you a list of some of the projects that they've done for us and some of the projects that we have upcoming.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Sylvia.
You're welcome.
Okay, resolution number 341, adopting and issuing a negative declaration to State Environmental Quality Review Act by the Ulster County Legislature for the installation of a solar project on the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency's closed landfill in the town of Ulster, Department of Planning. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Dennis or Chris, who's...
Any questions, I guess?
Well...
Various committees that we've moved through the process. We'll reach the point now where we have the secret speaker and we have the authorization for the access to the property so we can begin the construction probably next month.
We're going to own it or lease it?
This is a power purchase agreement. We structured the agreement so that after 6 years we'd have the ability to buy it out if we chose to do that.
Okay. Any other questions?
Can we discuss this, briefly? If at any point we were ever to go through the process of reopening this landfill, if that was ever to become a possibility, are these things going to be positioned where it's basically going to be over the entirety of the landfill, or what's...
This covers about 8 to 9 acres of the landfill.
Okay.
Yep.
Which is...
A third. Yeah. We have about a 12 or 14 acre total.
Yeah.
Out there, it's you have a 20-year power purchase agreement. So the idea of opening the landfill up with these facilities on it is you need to think about that.
Yeah. No, and that's why there was just more, just because there's a committee meeting happening after this one, or actually concurrently with this one right now. Just debating these kinds of subjects. But okay. Just curious.
Exciting project. It generate about 27% of the electricity used for the government in this one.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 342, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an easement agreement with the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency for the construction, installation, and maintenance of the solar energy generation equipment and related appurtenances. Department of Planning.
I'll second.
Same project? Same project. Very good.
If any of the members of the legislature are interested as we move along with construction, I'm happy to bring some sightseeing. It's a really fascinating location. There's many beautiful views on the Catskills.
Very good. All right. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 343 has been postponed. Resolution number 344.
Postponed because of good or big because of bad?
No, just we wait until we have the appraisal staff so we have actual numbers. These were estimates. And
so we're going to wait another month?
It actually may be a number of months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it could be 2 months.
Okay. Thank you.
Figured, rather than come back to you with the actual numbers and revise it, we'll just do it in one.
Okay.
Like we did with South Putt Corners.
Okay. Thank you.
Resolution number 344, adopting the inclusion of additional lands in the agricultural districts within Ulster County, is recommended by the Ulster County Agricultural Farmland and Protection Board, Department of Planning.
I'll second that.
I have multiple moves and seconds. Perusing on pages 4 and 5 of the resolution are the 23 properties, and I believe 6 separate towns that were included, recommended by for inclusion. Mm-hmm. Hector, question?
And just to verify that these are all supported by their local municipalities?
Okay.
Is that a question or a comment?
More of a question, because I know you're on the board, right, Jim?
Yes. Do we know that information, Dennis? Has the local municipality supported this?
Well, you had a public hearing, plus we had a public meeting from the Farmland Protection Board, and no local municipalities have commented, nor in all of our outreach work have we had any comments back from the local municipalities with respect to these applications.
Okay. Very good. If anybody gets angry, I'm pointing them in your direction. You know that, right, Dennis? I'm letting you know right now, I am throwing you under the bus. I want to make sure you know that I'm doing that. Okay.
Thank you, Hector.
Hector, you're so funny.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carry unanimously. Resolution 345, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an amended intermunicipal agreement to purchase Internet and network services through BOCES, Department of Information Services. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
What is this for?
This is a resolution. We actually approved this 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. This was an update to correct
just the amount. Oh, okay. Because I'm looking at the $100.
I like to pass this memory of Carl Bethel.
All right, is there a motion and a second?
Motion.
Second.
Carl.
Second. All right, any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 353, supporting the redevelopment of the former Neverly Resort
in Louisville
as a resort and pro sports campus. Mr. Trainer?
If I can just have 7 minutes.
How about
6 minutes?
How about 5?
5 minutes.
Very good. Thank you.
Oh, Jim, I
love it.
Is there a motion?
I'll move.
Yeah, we did.
I did.
Herbie did it.
Sorry,
right. Yeah,
okay, got more.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for the time. So I'm Michael Trainer. I'm the CEO of Neverly Partners, and I know many of you, and it's been a bit of a rough ride over the last couple of years, to say the least.
Thank you.
And with me is Sue Sullivan, who's coordinating all of my grant and lobby activity. There's about 12 state programs we're working with. So a year and a half ago, we had a tough decision to make. Do we stick it out in Ellenville or Worthing, or do we not? We obviously stuck it out. The product of all that work is a plan to bring destination youth sports to Ulster County. Mm-hmm. It's a $7 billion business in the United States. It's a business that is booming in the Southeast and the Midwest. There's not a single facility like what we're planning in the entire Northeastern United States. We have brought a whole team of hotel developers, which will operate under a Marriott flag to redevelop the resort. And we have brought a team to do the entire redevelopment of our development of the Kelly Farm property immediately to the south of the Neverly, which is 130 acres of the flattest, best sports field land you could ever imagine. We have designed an entire program around that. We've hired the leading firm in the country to manage it. They've gone out and been selling. We're already selling the sports complex. And as of today, we're almost three times oversubscribed with letters of intent. We have 32 weekends that we'll be selling every year. Every weekend will be somewhere between 100 and 200 teams competing, mostly baseball. We'll have eight professional baseball fields. Four of them will be New York Yankees could play on them, 400-foot fences, real major league fields. And four of them are minor league fields. And then we have 10 long fields for football, soccer, lacrosse, and field hockey. The entire complex is synthetic, so that there's hardly any rain delays. The letters of intent are heavily weighted towards baseball and lacrosse, both men's and women's lacrosse. These are great demographics to bring to Ulster County, especially the lacrosse demographic is a relatively affluent player. Represents good disposable income, and you know, unlike the casino project, which you know all of us were in support of, obviously these families are looking for stuff to do when their kids aren't playing on the field. They're crawling all over Ulster County looking for stuff to do in the outdoors. And so when you think about where this project was a year and a half ago, and you think about today, it's almost providential that we didn't get the casino. Now it looks like Northern New Jersey is going to open up something. It's going to be very tough times for casino gaming in the entire Northeast. And all we have to do is wake up and wonder, do kids want to keep playing baseball, play lacrosse, and play field hockey? The estimates are that we'll spend $225 million to do this project. By the end of July, we'll submit an application to the state in the consolidated funding application process. But we'll also be seeking funds outside of that process from the state. We're working heavily on that, which is why I wanted to brief the legislature on it and not just send you a packet. This is a big project that's expected to deliver in excess of 1 million people per year to the Ellenville-Warsing area. And these numbers are proven by the fact that a very similar complex opened 2 years ago, slightly smaller than ours, in Emerson, Georgia, called Lake Point, and this coming year they will have 1.6 million people. Of course, they have longer seasons down there, right?
Yeah.
So the weather is better. We can only sell 32 weekends, but we expect to have 1 million people in Ellenville-Warsing a year, and it will be centered on destination youth sports. And New York State in general, and Ulster County and Ellenville in particular, stand positioned to grab the mantle of the entire Northeast. Grab this business. Our letters of intent are from the absolute top list of national sports organizers. Perfect Game is, bar none, the best in youth baseball in the United States of America, the most recognized name. They said they would take every weekend if we would offer it to them in our facility. That's how good this is. So there's a packet that I handed out here with very comprehensive information, including on the economic impact. The preliminary economic impact study is done. There's job creation information in there. It really couldn't be a more robust model for down there, and in many ways better than the casino project, and much more harmonious with what Ulster County stands for, which is, outdoors, great life, and a lot of healthy living. And so hopefully that the legislature will be supportive of this resolution. But more than that, we have a heavy lift to do. We're looking for $35 million over 3 years from the state of New York. And so, this is outside the CFA process. So, a unanimous support for this project is absolutely a requirement. And anybody that has any reservations should please see me and talk to me. And that's all I've got. So anything else?
I'd just add that in addition to the sports complex, there will be a 500-bed hotel, which has the most beds in one place north of Manhattan. And you're going to be marketing heavily to get the conferences and weddings and family reunions.
We're already pre-selling that. We're already out. So Marriott is an unbelievable organizer of conference activities. We already have staff in place. It's already reaching out to large state organizations. We already have many of them that are committing to come back to Nebula when we open. We'll be busy in the wintertime. We'll be busy midweek. We've got a million-dollar aerial adventure park for kids on-site to do when they're not playing baseball. They'll be eating at one of eight restaurants. More importantly, they'll be all over Ulster County looking for things to do.
Just a quick question, Michael. This is a before and after. This will be raised. The or is this two separate photos?
No. The first picture is the redone, redeveloped Neboli, and the second
go about six pages in.
Yeah, the second is a half mile down the road, contiguous with the Neboli, is the sports campus, and so they're next week. They're separated by a golf course, though, so we couldn't fit it all in one picture.
Michael, I have a quick question.
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Ron Lapp here. Is this similar to Diamond Nation?
So Diamond Nation is a much smaller version of what we're looking to do, but, you know, yes, Diamond Nation caters more to the more regional baseball play. What we're the big news about what we're doing is there's a real move to get into what's known as showcase tournaments, and a showcase tournament is, you know, where the kids go and the college recruiters are there, right? Our fields will actually, it's not shown on the picture, but our fields actually in the center of each four cluster of fields is a two-story tower, and at the top of the tower is reserved for scouts and representatives of colleges and universities, and they go up there and they sit there with our iPad and see how fast the pitches are going. They can watch four games simultaneously. It's incredibly efficient for them, and it's what kids are seeking to get to. So this is a much higher level of play than Diamond Nation.
Well, I'm familiar with Diamond Nation, that's why I was asking, and the complex I went to was phenomenal.
Yep.
So this is better, I mean.
We're twice as large as Diamond Nation.
Nice.
And we're not playing football and lacrosse on the same field, so there's not lines all over our baseball fields to play.
Well, this complex I was at was strictly baseball. It wasn't anything other than that. But yeah, it was just geared towards baseball. So.
Yeah. But ours is geared towards a bunch of other sports as well. But yes, very similar.
So, just towards the back there, in terms of financing, you've got total cost of project $225 million.
Yep.
Neboli Partners has $190 million. You're seeking $35 million in public support and grants?
Over 3 years,
yeah. Over 3 years, and from where?
10 different programs, including the CFA process and capital grants, and we're looking for separate member. We may look for separate funding outside of the CFA process from the state. We're talking to state government officials about that. And there's a number of other smaller programs that can provide funding for various components of the project, the utilities and that kind of stuff. Okay. But the total is $35 million.
Okay.
Very good. Any other questions? Michael, best of luck. It's a very like we say. Very good. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously.
Thank you, everybody.
Under old business,
I say thank you. I'm going to the dump committee.
Oh, yeah.
No, please. That was fun.
Trust me. No.
Resolution 170 authorizing an update of the countywide economic development strategy proposed to tomorrow. Hector, we've been trying. Why don't we schedule yourself, myself, and Jennifer, and anybody else, pick a day next week?
I think we were having difficulty before, and then on top of that, Suzanne. Part of the point of this was that
we'll
be sitting down with Suzanne, so I think part of it, I thought, was whatever her schedule was.
Contact her tomorrow and email out
what those dates are.
Okay. Next week.
So we'll hear from Mary, maybe, or from you.
Any day that's better for us.
Monday and Tuesday are booked so far.
Yeah.
And Friday.
You're talking about next week?
Next week.
Well, obviously Monday, Tuesday.
Wednesdays and Thursdays
are always better for me. I have no little one with me.
Okay.
Wednesday, I'm trying to remember when our next Solid Waste Commission meeting is, but just let me know, and I'll try to move things around. All right.
We'll plan on it. What's the best time?
It could
six.
Be. Well, you. What time? It has to be after
six.
Six
work group.
6:30 is the best for me.
6:30.
I mean,
okay, 6:30.
I'm screaming up here and made it by 10 a.m.
Figure today. Just to put a time frame, an hour. We'll schedule an hour at 6:30. Okay.
Okay.
That's Wednesday, you say?
That's what we would like. We'll see if she is. Her schedule allows it.
Wednesday or Thursday. Try Wednesday first.
Wednesday first. Wednesday, Okay. We'll let everybody know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. All right. Anything else? Hearing nothing. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Sign.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was postponed. That was passed.
And this is just.
Four, they had four
two
regulation ball fields and one little league field.
Three was postponed. And then number seven
was also postponed. I mean, yeah, not right in the conference.
And actually four was.
No.
Four is next week.
Right.
Technically, yes, it was postponed, but not like.
Good meeting, Jim.
Well, you missed all the banter, all the wittiness, all of the discussion.
Okay.
I mean, there was important stuff there. I mean, you were the lesser for it.
There you go. Oh, by the way, actually,
they could have started
even sooner. Took your advice, went to that little sushi place down there.
It's
very good. And I'm not a sushi eater, but I know food. I'm getting
it. How are you?
I know food. Don't
worry. Yeah, well, this is true.
You asked about
food? I know.
Heck, just like I know food.
Although, that, speaking of
all right,
pizza.
Are we leaving? Let's go.
Pizza.
Pretty much everybody. Well, it started off as three, and then Herb said,
that's
I'd like to come.
That section
is pretty much
side, so. Yep. Talk about trash now.
Okay. Hey, bud, what's going on?
Legislator Berkey has the one, the last one that we just voted on. Not 170, but she has one of the resolutions. I just want one of the gold sheets.
Very good. Okay.
All right.
Maybe let's
just
get another one. We'll have it
here.
How you
doing?
Good. How are you,
Mayno?
For obvious reasons,
you're
good.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that'd be fine.
For me,
yeah.
Be okay with
it. We'll see. They haven't gone down yet.
Huh?
Trying to think if there's anything
they haven't gone
else.
Down yet.
What?
For the consumer, they haven't gone down yet.
Really?
I'm putting in with...
It'll catch. It'll catch up, I hope.
Design master plan.
I hope so. I'm going to buy four more ton next Saturday, which is
you're calling for ton next Saturday.
Okay.
Okay. A lot of the parcels are bought up by the county.
Well, Lefko may have, they may have, they're still in a run. Did they announce